Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Just when you think you've got life figured out. You're a parent now. Moose and Breezy hear your dilemmas.
Completely anonymous.
And 100% supportive for another episode of PXY Mornings. Parental Confidential.
If this is the first time you're hearing this segment, this is the where we give parents an opportunity to share a problem, a situation, maybe a dilemma they may be facing, and listeners can weigh in with any advice that could be helpful. 1% of the time, it's typically Breezy. But
I know
Sophia wrote to us last night. Sophia from Victor, and she says, and I'm happy she did too, because I'm not even going to try and attempt to throw any advice at her this morning with this dilemma. I don't know. You guys can do it though. 585-252-9800. Hello, I wasn't sure where to send this to you guys, so I apologize in advance. Also, you guys cracked me up in the morning on my drive to work, so thank you so much. So this is a little odd. Last Friday, while I was at work with my daughter, my husband called. So I could talk to my six-year-old son, who's in first grade. Shockingly, he shared that a boy in his class had exposed himself to him in the bathroom.
Oh, my God.
Despite my son reporting to his teacher, he got in trouble for being loud and flickering the lights in class that day. I asked him how he felt, and he said that he was a little scared and just never said, you know, went into detail about what happened. He seemed more upset that he got in trouble that day for being loud in class.
Okay.
I messaged the teacher and explained to her in detail what happened. And that I was not happy about it. And I think what upsets me the most is she confirmed the incident took place. And her only response to me was, don't worry, it's handled. And I'm unsure about what steps to take next. Is I don't think it's appropriate not to inform me that a child exposed himself to my son. And not to mention her very cold response. Me being a concerned parent for my son, she is responsible for protecting him when he's in her care along with the other students. Does anyone have any advice on what measures to take? Thank you for your time.
Huh. Okay.
Sophia from Victor. Okay. Now, yes, she's upset that her six-year-old son had a classmate expose himself to him. And the teacher's response was, don't worry about it. It's handled. Also, she's upset the fact that it was never brought to her attention.
Correct.
But would it be?
Is this
typical for first grade?
As a daughter of a teacher.
Yeah.
For 30 plus years. If my mom called every single parent every time something like out of the norm went awry in the classroom.
She'd have to get the unlimited plan from Verizon.
Oh my God. Like, first of all, this would be different if it was like a grown adult exposing themselves to your child. Very different.
Paul Gaudreau.
Mm-hmm.
We know it.
But it's a child. Like, they're unhinged. They have no idea what's going on. They probably have behavioral issues.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know. What I bring it back to...
And it was in the bathroom where kids do it the most.
Yeah. What I bring it back to all the time is, I don't know, when you're that young, you shower with your siblings and cousins and... You know what I mean? It's not... I think it's more of a big deal that she's making it such a big deal.
I don't know, man. I mean, it's 585-252-9800, especially the teachers listening this morning. Are you obligated to mention this to a parent if it were to happen in your classroom? What's the protocol there? Right. I mean, as the teacher, you probably don't have to. But would your response be, if the mother emailed you, would your response be as cold as this one? It's handled. Don't worry about it.
Honestly, but we don't, I want to take into, I just want to put this into consideration one more time. We don't know, and I'm not saying anything. We don't know how much this mother communicates with this teacher before this text. Mm-hmm. She could be a pain in the ass parent.
Yeah.
What are you doing? How's my kid? Is Johnny okay? What's going on in the bathroom? What's going on at recess? What's going on at snack time? Like, we don't know. And she could be like, listen, let me teach and I will let you know if something is awry.
Right.
Something detrimental.
Couple texts coming in right now. Well, first one's from Brian. This happened when I was in kindergarten. And my mom treated the poor boy like he was a rapist for my entire life. I was legit scared of him when I got to elementary school. First off, the fact that it happened, it never bothered me. I don't remember it. But the overreaction and freak out from my mother caused a lot of damage, confusion, and shame. Yes, you should have been told. But freaking out is the last thing you want to do.
Yeah.
That's a comment from Brian. This person says, I volunteer in my daughter's kindergarten classroom. Stuff like this happens all the time. They're 5 years old. The teacher, in my opinion, should have told you, but I think these things happen so much
right.
that she didn't feel the need to do so.
Right. All right. I have some texts here that I want to get to.
Go for it.
As a kindergarten teacher driving into work, the first thing that came to mind is, did the child tell an adult after it happened? Because if the child just went home and told the parent what happened, the teacher has no idea, and then you really can't blame the teacher. Many times, teachers don't see everything or hear every little thing that happens, and if a child does not verbalize it with an adult, we can't address the situation.
Well, right here in the email, despite my son reporting it to his teacher, he got in trouble that day for being loud and flickering the lights in class.
What does this mom want the teacher to do? Like, give this kid a pass for getting in trouble for the rest of the day because he told someone something? Like, it's giving, like, I need my son to have special treatment. Maybe he was flickering the lights. Like, I'm not, like, picking
sides
here.
No, Brazy, you're confused.
Like,
you're confused. What happened was, is that he reported that some kid in his class exposed himself to him.
Okay.
He told his teacher. He's more upset the fact that he probably forgot about it at this point. But the mom's upset. It's like, that little boy that exposed himself didn't get in trouble. But my son's flickering the lights and being loud and he got sent in time out. That's why I think that Sophia's pissed too.
They're literally in the bathroom. Okay, this person says administration needs to be involved if she knew about it. This person said,
really?
She should have told you, but seriously, little boys and their business, good Lord, they come out of the womb wanting to show it. It happens so often. True. This sounds like it's... What?
You don't know that. What? True chains.
This person says, you're dying. You're absolutely dying. This person says, sounds like it's happened before. Pull yourself together. This teacher is so numb to the situation. Make a fuss. Go to the principal. Go to the superintendent. Get it shut down. Do not let it fly. Oh, predators start as children, too.
Oh, geez, you guys. Cheryl says,
he's literally just like, I want to go to the bathroom. I'm just trying to go to the bathroom.
This teacher, Cheryl says this teacher needs to be fired ASAP. Oh, she has a responsibility to let parents know if something like this happens. The problem is everybody texting in right now saying this is normal. No, it is not. Stop sweeping behavior like this under the rug and do your job as a parent. Teach your kids right from wrong.
If this teacher got fired, probably the best thing that happened to her, to be honest. She'd go off, she'd get a new job, she'd make double the salary.
I'm telling you right now, this is why teachers love happy hour. I don't care if it's on a Monday. Somebody hook these teachers up with a tequila. Yeah. Okay. Mike says, yeah, kids need to learn boundaries, but this is also the age where making too big of a deal about this and punishing kids for being curious about their bodies can also cause damage.
Right.
No need to shame a five-year-old.
This person says, the mom needs to take into consideration that the other kid may have a disability. The teacher can't divulge that to the parent necessarily. It may, in fact, be handled and none of the parents' business. That's the other thing. Like, it could be handled on the other side. Like, the teacher could have gone to the kid who was exposing himself's parents or guardians or whatever, and they're having completely separate situations. The teacher is not going to divulge what's going on. Yep, we sat down with Johnny, his mom, his grandma, his uncle. We all talked about it. Like, it's none of her business. Your kid is fine, and it won't happen again. And if it does, then we can have a conversation.
Well, that's what people are saying. They're like, listen, if it happened once, fine. If this is an everyday occurrence, yes, probably need to have a serious conversation
right.
about it. I'm just trying to go through all these texts. There's so many of them coming in. And a lot of them,
time.
Sophia, I know you're listening. And I also told you that there's going to be a lot of people that don't really agree with you. You may be overreacting. But looking at all the messages coming in this morning, a lot of people are saying this may not be a hill you want to die on.
Right.
So just have the conversation with your son. You know, like if something like this in the future happens again, let me know. But I don't think you need to take measures against your son's teacher. I wouldn't burn that bridge.
No.
All right, guys. Thanks for all the messages. Appreciate that. We love doing Parental Confidential.
We sure do.
Because even we're learning so much.
So much.
We're going
to
take a quick break.
Let's go to the administration for literally anything.
Not having you on the show is like eating a plate with no hot sauce. Wait, people.
Something's wrong. Something's very wrong. And the people at Ulta, they know nothing about it, clearly. So there's been a little bit of a stir at Ulta Beauty and Victor.
Right.
Now, I know we have, I think we have, God, three or four in the Rochester area, Ulta Beauties.
Popular place.
I know. Everyone wants to go get their Better Than Sex mascara. But this woman stole over $35,000 worth of merchandise from Ulta Beauty and Victor. So her name's Raven Walton. She's 30 years old. And she allegedly stole an assortment of fragrances totaling at $34,440.84.
Wow.
From the Victor location between December 8th and February 7th. First of all, I know you're like, oh, well, she didn't do it all in one shot. That's still only like 3 months.
That's still
two months.
Way more impressive if she did it all in one.
How do you steal that much, though, without it being noticed? Like, I'm so confused. Investigators from Ontario County Sheriff's Office say that...
Is that her?
No.
Oh.
Some random woman.
I was like, wow.
It's a dating site where women message first. So. Check it out. I'll send you the link. Investigators from the Ontario County Sheriff's Office said that she was arrested on Tuesday and facing 5 counts of grand larceny and 2 counts of burglary. She had also been banned previously from other Ulta locations in the area.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh my God, that's terrible. That's a significant amount of change.
That's a chunk of change.
And then at the bottom of the article, I clicked another article that said a man was accused of stealing $8,000 plus of items from that same Ulta Beauty in Victor. This was back in June.
How do they afford to pay for their employees' wages like this?
If Ulta goes under, I'm blaming the Victor location solely. That's almost $40,000. That's over $40,000.
I'm very interested to see how this person stole all of his
products. Were they connected? Are they running like a beauty underground black market in their apartment? Like, make it make sense.
They're definitely not stealing it for themselves. Nobody wants to smell that good. It's obviously for resale.
I know.
Man, they lost a lot of money.
Go to like Chinatown in New York and they have like the fake bags and the fake Ed Hardy perfume. It's like, this smells like cat piss, but thank you so much.
That's where I get my stuff. Rochester is on the center line, you guys, for the first time in nearly 100 years. This we know. We are expected to see 3 minutes and 39 seconds of totality for the solar eclipse on April 8th. It's the 300 to 500,000 visitors. It's just a lot of hype. for a quick 3.5 minutes. But story of my life. So right now, some of the big events that I didn't even know this. Some of the vendors here in Rochester that are holding some big eclipse parties. One, Innovative Field in our backyard here. Obviously, Rochester Museum and Science Center, Charlotte Beach, Parcel 5, the Public Market, and along the center line at SUNY Brockport. So events with more than 5,000 people are legally required to have on-site EMS. And Monroe County Sheriff's Todd Baxter says his department will be enforcing all traffic laws in the area in an effort to prevent any accidents that can cause gridlock. So from an EMS perspective, it comes down to time. They say we don't expect a huge impact on the EMS system because of intoxicated, ill, injured people, maybe other patients. We simply expect what we normally would take us, which is 45 minutes round trip, which still seems kind of long from start to finish. Now they're saying it might take an hour and a half. It's not a time you want to get hurt, April 8th. People don't know what's going to happen. They're also assuming a signal can be an issue. Also, the city is expecting a lot more boating traffic. You're going to see a lot of boats in April on Lake Ontario. So water rescue crews, they're going to be ready to go. And the best advice for those...
water rescue crews.
Yeah. If you don't need to drive anywhere, they're like, don't drive. Stay where you are. Mayor Malik Evans yesterday was like, hey, I'm very disappointed in the city. If you got a doctor's appointment, if you need to go to the grocery store, try and schedule a day in advance or afterwards. So if you need to drive anywhere.
We've literally been talking about this for like 3 weeks.
They're just saying.
And it's going to come and there's going to be like not one car on the road.
Can you imagine?
It's going to be like, oh my God, pack your snacks. And everyone's like, wait, what? There's no traffic at all.
This is the big news that they're just constantly telling people stay where you are or walk or take a bike. All right, April 8th is going to come. Wow, we're a month away almost. Coming up, song of the day. We're going to pick a song that best represents how we're feeling today, and I'm sure one of these songs is going to be pretty relatable on maybe how some of you are feeling too. It's coming up next on the show.
PXY Mornings presents Moose and Breezy's Song of the Day.
We like to do this segment every day on PXY Mornings because it gives Breezy and I a chance to set the tone of how the week is going through music.
Absolutely.
And I know a lot of you can relate when you hear these songs that we chose. Maybe you also feel like we're feeling. This morning, I woke up, got in the car at 4:30 this morning, and this song was the first thing that popped up on the radio. And I was like, oh, yeah. Yeah, I rolled
what
my windows down.
What station were you listening to?
PXY.
90 PXY.
I rolled my windows all the way down, a little throwback. I cruised the streets like the badass that I am. Obviously, I didn't roll them down all the way for safety, but I did feel like a badass. And the thing is I already know that I'm bad. I think Breezy knows that too.
Such a bad boy.
I am. Like when I walk down the street, women do a double take. That's one reason I like handing out neck braces. You feel me?
No.
That being said...
I don't feel you. Jafiel?
I think we can all agree that I am a bad boy, though, right?
No.
I'm bad. I'm so bad. Women love bad boys.
Okay.
Who don't follow the rules. And I'm going to keep it 100 for a second.
Why are we doing this?
This morning, I drifted through a stop sign. Because I don't follow the rules. You feel me?
Not you getting arrested. Not you admitting all faults on air.
I play by my own rules, Breezy. And let me tell you, ladies, something. I'm so good at algebra, I can replace your ex, and you won't need to figure out why. So,
I was never good at math, so I don't get the reference. But well, thank you so much.
No, that's okay. That being said, if you're feeling like a total G today, like I am, then you're in luck. Song of the day, Dre and Snoop Dogg, Nothing But a G Thing.
I take a small piece of some of that funky stuff. It's like this and like that and like this and it's like that and like this and like that and it's like this and like that and like this.
Never played this song on PXY. Never not once.
Well, I'm peeping and I'm creeping and I'm creeping. But I damn near get caught because my people kept beeping. Now it's time for me to make my impression felt. So sit back, relax, and strap on your seatbelt.
We've never played that song here on PXY. Never once heard that song in my entire life.
What are you talking? This is one of the most popular songs by Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre.
Never heard it.
I'm so sorry. I feel so bad for you.
I don't. I could have gone my whole life without hearing it. But thank you so much. Wow.
But yeah, I'm...
Word, G-man.
I'm bad.
Right. Coolio.
Woo! Feeling myself today. Plus the drip, the Nike. Ooh.
Okay. Well, are you done?
Yeah.
Cool. Thank you for that, Moose.
Just transition. Don't bring it to a screeching halt. Just transition.
No, I'm. You've knocked me off my feet. I'm so good. I'm so good right now. There's no easy way to get out of that. There's just really not. I'm fighting for my life over here, if I'm being completely honest. All right. Well, I mentioned it in my good feels this morning that yesterday I spent a lot of time cleaning up my closet, spring cleaning, taking clothes to Goodwill, making sure that, you know, I have a fresh start as the weather starts to get nicer. All I wanted to do was be outside yesterday.
Yeah.
But with that being said, I'm the type of person that I can't just like go outside and enjoy myself knowing that there's a billion other things that I have to get done. So although I wanted to be outside yesterday enjoying the nice weather, I knew I had to clean out my closet and I knew it had to get done yesterday. So after I was done, I felt a weight lifted off my shoulders.
Mm-hmm. Good feeling.
And a lot of people feel such a sense of relief after they do and complete a project that they've been putting off for quite some time. But with the spring weather right around the corner and with spring cleaning so prevalent, I chose the song today, Cleaning Out My Closet by Eminem.
Sorry, Mama.
Hey.
I never meant to hurt you. Never meant to make you cry, but tonight I'm cleaning out my closet.
One more time.
Yeah. I said I'm sorry, Mama. I never meant to hurt you. I never meant to make you cry, but tonight I'm cleaning out my closet.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're feeling yourself over there, huh?
I'm sorry, Mama, for being such a hoarder and not doing this sooner. But I feel great.
You're extremely organized, though. I've seen your closets. They're color coordinated, but you do have a lot of stuff you could definitely get rid of.
So much stuff.
So you brought it over to Goodwill.
I brought it over to Goodwill.
Which is definitely a tax write-off, which is great. So next year, you'll get 40 cents taken off your taxes.
And I just feel great. And if anyone is listening to this right now that has been putting off their spring cleaning, carpe diem. Seize the day. Today is the day to clean out your closet. Help me help you. You know what I mean?
Like Breezy says, somebody else said this, not her, but if it doesn't bring you joy,
Ricardo,
set it on fire or bring it to Goodwill.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Michelle's here. She goes, I agree. I think Moose is a bad boy. Oh, thank you, Michelle.
I take a small piece of some of that funky stuff.
It's like this and like that and like this and it's like that and like this and like that.
Michelle has trouble hearing like and seeing.
98 PXY traffic.
Dealing. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout,
15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.